some classics back then too, and they were always a good program. And I'm not surprised. I know Tred Einger and Barry Schutte, their assistant coaches, they've got a great staff and they do a real nice job there. And they'll be, the thing about it is they're here to stay. It's not just one of these, you know, here we are now and see tomorrow. So you're right, but a great game. Their fans, how about their fans? They probably could use another 500 tickets, their fans. And that's what we're trying to do in this new league. And I like the new playoff format and how it turned out this year.
Coach, one of the very few games of this season where we got outshot by more than just a couple of shots. I mean, it still was relatively close, 38-30 in the end, but not very often did that happen. Even in games that we lost, we didn't get outshot.
No, exactly. And you could tell, and that's, you know, they were playing extremely well. They were in the zone, and I've been in situations before where you see a team that comes in and they're in the zone. Doesn't matter what the record is or what's going on, but they've got it all together, and I think their team had it all together at the right time. And those are the scary teams to play. Those are the hard teams to play, and you could see it. And they were good, and you know that really that what it came down to was the third period. They outshot us bad in the third period, and I think 11-2, and we didn't get a real shot till I think 3 minutes, 4 minutes left in the game. That's incredible, and but we. I thought the first 5 minutes was not bad, and then we got on our heels, and then they score. And once they scored, you could just see the excitement and the energy that they got off of that goal, and it puts your team on your heels, you know. And they came out, and then bang, they get that one 25 seconds later. It was just, and now all the momentum, and we were just, you know, trying to get through the third period. We had a little pushback here and there, but not a lot, and I was just hoping we could get out of the third period and just have a chance to regroup and settle things down and go from there. And I thought once we got into overtime, I thought, you know, if I don't want to say we were the better team, but I thought we created, you know, a few more chances than they did. And at least, you know, we're back in the game and how we want to play.
First goal of the game didn't come till the second period. It was Joel Esperance.
So the Falcons forced to go back in it. Hard wraparound. We'll get the clear. Bednard up to center ice. Broken up there by Smith. Sent back to the Bowling Green blue line. Here's a near steal by Gillies. He's got it. Gillies walks in. Pass to the front. Shot! Scores! Lesperance coming in late. Buried it. And the Huskies take a 1-0 lead with 15:07 left in the period.
You know, Alex Gillies was one of those guys that it looked like in the first period he was just kind of struggling to get in the right spot. He was just a little bit off, it seemed like. But, boy, did he make a great play on that one.
Well, he did, yeah. It took him a while to get going. And that's, you know, and that's why you want everybody ready right from the get-go. And there's a lot of reasons maybe why. I mean, I don't want to speculate, but sometimes you're just so nervous. You're so uptight and you can't move. And he wasn't moving his feet. And I think once he finally got going, he was okay. But you know, going forward, now you're in a single game situation like we were there. You need everybody ready from the get go, and you have to get in that zone where you're you know ready, but you're not so uptight that you can't move and whatnot. So, but great play by Gills there. It's just really a 1-on-1 forecheck. He just positioned good angle, you had to stick on the puck and created a turnover, and then obviously went to the net, made a real nice pass. The pass is the whole key. I mean, obviously getting the puck, but the pass he made to Joel, and Joel did a good job beating this guy to the net. And, you know, he didn't. The guy sort of got a stick a little bit, but Joel was strong enough just to get enough on it to beat Nell through the five hole.
And Nell was so
focused on the pass.
Do you almost think that he thought Gillies was going to take it behind the net?
I think he looked like, because Gills got deep there, deep behind the goal line. And at that point, you're not, I think as a goalie, you're a little concerned about coming across the net, because we'd done that a couple times in the game. We tried to get across the net on him around, wrap around. So, but yeah, he was deep. And then once the pass came, he was, you know, and that's where you get a goalie moving a little bit. If, you know, you open up and there's holes, and you can see it on that play. And good for Joel.
Huskies, good
for Al.
Absolutely. Joel Esperance gets his 11th. Alex Gillies gets the assist. The Huskies up 1-0. They made it 2-0 on the 4-on-4 play at 12:25 on this great goal by Jake Jackson.
Bounces it down behind the net. Able to pick it up with that good speed. Back to the far side point. Hannah has it. He'll shoot it towards the net. Got it redirected well wide of the goal, though. What a pass by Jackson. Huskies have it again down in the corner. Looking to the back door. That hit a skate. Here's a chance. Now Jackson walks in. Makes a loose shoot.
And he was running out of time there to get rid of that shot, but he made a great shot.
Yeah, not only run out of time, but run out of space. I think more importantly, when you watch it, I don't think Jake realized where the goalie was. I think he thought the goalie came across, but Nell, I think, had trouble picking up the puck. Jake tried to pass it, and it sort of came right back to him, and Jake's so quick, and I know he gave a little fake, and it just froze Nell. And Nell didn't, you know, there was some confusion, some bodies in front of the net. So when Jake came out of the pile, and he's so quick, and he had some momentum with him, that Nell just couldn't get over, and Jake held it. And he thought the goalie would be there, but he wasn't. And he was going to wrap around. He was going to go behind the net and try and wrap around, but then fortunately for us and Jake, he looked and saw the net, and he almost was ran out of real estate. When you see the camera angle, there's a real good camera angle, and I saw this last night when he shot the puck. There's not much room there. When he's pretty deep at a tough angle, so there's not as much net as you think there is, and he makes a great shot, and that was a big goal. And from that point on, we had a few more really good chances to make it 3-0. And we've talked about this before. When you have an opportunity to not only stretch your lead from 1-2, but that 2-3 is huge. And we had a couple, and Jake had another one, went a wraparound, and Nell made a great play, and a defenseman got across on it. But we had some real good opportunities to stretch that lead. But still, big goal. We're playing from the lead. We got some confidence. We're at home, and defensively, we're pretty good. Usually, we don't give up much. So, you know, I thought there was some real good calmness on the bench, and we were in a good place.
What were we doing, Coach, 4-on-4 that made us look so much better in that configuration? I mean, we won the game on 4-on-4. That goal was on 4-on-4. We really looked good 4-on-4.
Well, I think we had, first and foremost, we had good puck control. It seemed like we had the puck almost all of the 4-on-4 in both situations. So when you do that, it makes you look better because you're playing with the puck and not without it. And we showed some patience and some creativity on the 4-on-4. So we just weren't rushing things, and that's good. And obviously, you get a kid like Jake Jackson or, you know, Shane Han on the ice, and you give them more room to operate. You know, those guys are fast and they're creative, and obviously Jake is. And I just, you know, and Jake's gotten better defensively. At one point, I don't think I could really, I didn't have a lot of trust or faith in him 4-on-4, not from the offensive side, but from the defensive side, because, you know, you got to play defense too. There's a lot more room, and he's grown his game to the point where I'm throwing him out on 4-on-4 and trying to get him out in those situations now. Because he's so fast, you know, he can catch guys defensively, but you've got to understand defense on 4-on-4 too. You just can't run around chasing the puck. You've got to understand your position. But anyway, I think getting back to the question, it's just our our speed and our puck control. And they had good players too, but we had the puck, and when you have the puck, you can create some things.
We go to the third period, leading 2-0, and Bowling Green gets on the board at the 6:36 mark after a lot of pressure by Bowling Green. They finally buried one.
Controlled by Bowling Green, they go to the weak side. Point, Rauhauser, Walker, shot, tip, save, rebound, cleared, and back to the point. Rauhauser again with it, he'll shoot, block, and the Huskies can't get it out. Back to the line and sent back in. Spezia now using his good speed, takes it around to the top of the circle, shot to the backside, a shot scores. What a play by the Falcons. They were relentless even after two huge saves.
Well, great saves there by Angus in that sequence, and just finally he ran out of time and could not get over on that far side.
Well, yeah, and you even, made comment, he can't get it out. You know, we had a couple opportunities to clear the zone, and one of our goals is to spend as less time in our zone as possible, and there were a couple shifts we got hemmed in, and then you get tired, and then you start to make mistakes. You can't get it out. You lose your coverage, and I think all of those things happen on that goal, and tough goal to give up. We were in position too. We had a defenseman right with the guy who scores and just tried to block the pass, and he just misses it or tips it and it goes right on the guy's stick, and he shoots it. Not a great hard shot, but the kid just got it at the net, and I didn't like our coverage on that. And you know, but having said that, they were out there a long time, and you're in desperation mode now. You're just trying to do whatever you can to clear the puck out of the zone. Tough goal to give up, and obviously that gave them some life and some hope and a ton of momentum.
And here's another one 24 seconds later.
Husky's in on the forecheck right now, trying to have a good pushback after that goal given up. And they can't hold it in. They'll say no icing either. 6:36, the time of the goal. Played around by Redman, and he gives it up, and they score. Oh, Redmond turned it over, and it's a tie hockey game 7 minutes into the third.
Angus dove back trying to get a stick in it. I think he actually did get a stick on it to make it go up,
right.
In the upper part of the net there, but that was a tough one right there.
Well, that was a really tough one. I mean, I've been around a long time.